Thanks for listening to the Art Tactic Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Green. Like many others, we've noticed an increasing number of gallery closures over the past several months. Some are very established galleries, while others are younger ones. There are, of course, a variety of reasons why a gallery may close, and when it does, it has a significant impact on artists, collectors, and others. So this week's episode of the podcast, we wanted to explore this trend of gallery closings further with Daniel Grant, a freelance journalist and author of The Business of Being an Artist. Daniel recently wrote an interesting article in The Observer covering the recent trend of gallery closings. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks so much for listening. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, I thought you did a great job with your coverage in The Observer on the unfortunate recent trend of gallery closings in the art world. If our listeners haven't checked that out yet, they definitely should. So tell us, who are some of the most noteworthy galleries that have closed recently? And are they all closing for the same or similar reasons? Or are there a variety of reasons why we're seeing some gallery closings lately?
Well, probably the most notable is the Marlborough Gallery. That opened in 1946. It's represented over the years such luminaries as Mark Rothko and Francis Bacon, Henry Moore, Lucian Freud. They closed because the management of the gallery had been in turmoil for several years. There had been a protracted power struggle at the top of the organization after Gilbert Lloyd pushed out founder Frank Lloyd's nephew, who had served as chair. That led to a lawsuit, people were angry at each other. It was time to close. Another notable gallery that is closing this year is Chime and Reed. They've represented over the years notable artists too, such as Louise Bourgeois, Joan Mitchell, Alice Neal, Linda Benglis, and William Eggleston. Third is Betty Cunningham. She first opened her first gallery in the 1970s and has represented Christopher Willmarth, Jake Berteau, Graham Nixon. Certainly with Chime and Reed, and Betty Cunningham, they're just ready to retire. Marlborough is noted because there was too much conflict in the gallery. There have certainly been other galleries representing largely younger emerging artists who also have closed in the past year. JTT, Foxy Productions, Queer Thoughts, Helena, and Rather. It's much more typical that you see galleries of newer emerging artists open and close more quickly. Marlborough and Betty Cunningham are survivors, and it's rare to see galleries last that long.
And you've covered the art world for several years. From a historical perspective, how does this latest rise in gallery closures compare to the past?
Actually, we saw quite a few galleries around the country close during the pandemic because prospective buyers were unable or unwilling to visit a gallery and see artwork in person. People do and can buy artwork only after seeing it on a laptop screen, but that generally works more for quite sought after artists, not for most others. The galleries that open and close the quickest are those showing art by new emerging artists. And there are always more artists coming up through the pipeline. So there always will be new galleries opening up to show their work and hope someone buys it. I mean, I should say also that museums go in and out of business too. I mean, this fall, the Rubin Museum of Art, which is devoted to Asian art, will shutter its longtime Manhattan home. They've been around since 1998. They're transitioning to what they call a decentralized model. which probably means they'll be online. The Museum of Art at the University of New Hampshire will also close for good, the result of needing to improve its HVAC system at a time of declining enrollment. So they really were just running out of money. Houston's Art Car Museum will close later this month, following the deaths of its owners, though efforts are underway to find some person or some organization willing to take it over. So again, in the art field, as in every other field, small and large institutions open and close all the time. The reasons generally are going to be the dealers retire, they get sick, they die, they go bankrupt, you can see that in every instance.
From some of the conversations you had with insiders for your article, is there a sense among them that more gallery closures are coming, or how do they see things?
You often don't know until it happens. And one of the reasons that it happens is running a commercial art gallery is a very expensive proposition. Betty Cunningham, one of the galleries that I noted, is in the process of closing, relocated from its high-cost West 25th Street Chelsea location about 4 years ago to Manhattan's Lower East Side. And it reduced the rent it was paying from $25,000 a month to $14,000 a month. That's enough money in savings that it would, probably pays for three or four staffers at the gallery. Rents in Chelsea can reach $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 per month, and the gallery owners need to meet payroll, as well as utility charges, art moving and storage fees, even fronting money for the artists they represent to help pay for their projects. And beyond that, then there's the cost of attending international art fairs, where expenses start at $100,000 for a 3-day event. So the cost of operating a gallery puts pressure on the gallery owners, who find themselves needing to sell a large percentage of the artworks in any given exhibition, as well as make sales from inventory and at the art fairs. Dealers often claim that they seek to nurture young talent, but if an artist has a show in which only a few pieces sell or maybe nothing, the artist is going to be bounced. The gallery, one bad show can ruin a gallery's whole year or perhaps put it out of business.
And so when a gallery does close, it has impacts on other parties beyond the gallery, of course, including artists. So when a gallery closes, how easy or difficult is it for an artist to find a new gallery to represent them? What are some of the relevant factors that come into play?
Well, when a gallery closes, it can adversely affect the artists that it represents, especially the ones they represent exclusively. Those artists now have to look for new representation, which is not always easy. Established galleries already have their stable of artists, all of those artists wanting shows and sales. And one more artist on the roster just means more time spent promoting another artist's work instead of their own. If those artists go without a gallery or dealer for a long period of time, artists may have to learn or relearn how to sell their work on their own. And perhaps they haven't had to interact with buyers in decades. Some galleries do try to help their artists find new representation. Betty Cunningham, for instance, is doing just that. With other dealers, especially those who are sick or who are closing due to bankruptcy or illness, well, they may not have the bandwidth to make those efforts.
And you also mentioned in your article that collectors are impacted, sometimes in a very significant way, when galleries close. What are generally some of the issues that collectors should be considering pertaining to their relationships with galleries that have just closed or perhaps maybe on the brink of closing?
Well, the closing of a gallery in some ways is harder for collectors than for artists. An art dealer, a gallery owner will generally have not only a stable of artists, but a stable of of collectors for whom the dealer will be locating works that those collectors are likely to buy. When the dealer goes out of business, that means for those collectors that they've lost, information on up and coming artists, as well as getting first dibs on purchasing pieces by them. Losing an in that took years to develop won't be easy to replicate elsewhere. And of course, galleries also do more than sell pieces to their collectors, but help those collectors sell artworks. So when a gallery closes, it may well have artworks consigned to it by collectors. And the question then, which becomes a legal one, is when a gallery is going out of business, who owns that artwork? If it's because of bankruptcy, then a lineup of creditors may show up at bankruptcy court, and the consigners are likely to be last on the list. So they may not get their works back, even though. Well, and they never sold it to anybody. The question is easier to answer when artists consign their own work to galleries. New York and 30 other states around the country have laws that specifically state that that the artists have what lawyers call a prior lien on artwork consigned to a gallery. So their artwork is not part of the gallery's estate. So it is immune from claims by creditors for assets of the gallery. In New York, it's called the Arts and Cultural Affairs Law. Again, 30 other states have such laws. Obviously, that means there are other states that do not. And that would require artists in those states to file UCC forms with the state attorney generals. Now, for non-artist collectors who consign artworks to galleries, they too need to file a UCC. UCC is the Uniform Commercial Code. So, and that indicates to the Department of State. It's a nominal filing cost, usually about $25, and it identifies what the consigned object is, its date of creation, dimensions, and value, and who owns title to the work and to whom the piece was being consigned. That form announces publicly that the consigner has that prior lien on his or her own works in the event that the gallery has to declare bankruptcy. If one's dealer disappears in the face of numerous creditors and leaves a warehouse full of art, the law permits consigners who have filed UCC-1 forms to retrieve their work at the end of the bankruptcy process. Now, bankruptcy can take months, sometimes longer, but eventually that consigner will get his or her work back. So they are protected.
Daniel, thanks so much again for coming onto the podcast. We really appreciate your insights regarding the several different facets of a gallery closing, and we'll certainly be monitoring the space to see if there are any additional gallery closings in the near future. We really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much.